thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 10 and verse 48. We come now to the crowd's reaction. The crowd's reaction to this blind beggar, Bartimaeus, who's crying out to Christ Jesus, who's passing by. Jesus is passing by, and Bartimaeus cries out because he's blind. He's in this desperate state, and he cries out really for mercy and for help, and that he might see. Now, what's the crowd's reaction? Now, it wouldn't surprise me if many listening to this discourse or considering the point here would find it just a bit beyond belief. Is this the kind of reaction? This is very odd, this reaction. Is this the reaction we're going to get? Is it possible that people crying out for Christ, for mercy, looking for Christ, wanting, in the gospel equivalent, to be saved, or wanting to know what it is to be saved, in the position of crying out to Christ, is it possible the crowd should react in this way? Well, I thought it was odd. But then I look back in my own life and I see that I'm not altogether innocent here. There's a rebuke for me in this. There's a challenge for me in this, and I want to face it. I need to face it. But let me say what I see here. Let me read it, first of all. How did they react? Many. Not all of them, but many. Perhaps most, many. What did they do? Rebuked him. Rebuked Bartimaeus. Now, can you... rebuked him and told him to be quiet. That is their reaction. They rebuked him and they told him to be quiet. It's amazing, isn't it? It's not staggering. Shocking. They actually hindered this poor man. They got in his way. They stood in his way. And they would have silenced him if they could. And it says many were like this. Now, let's be clear about the words here. Rebuked. This is a strong word. It's a very strong word. They censured him. They criticized him. And they criticized him severely. And silence. They didn't say, oh, would you please be quiet? They said, shut up. Keep quiet there. Pipe down. We don't want to hear this. When he heard that Jesus was passing by, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Shut up. Don't go like that. Don't interfere with us. We've come for this goggle show, whatever it is. We're going to watch Jesus or whatever they come for. Maybe a good reason, I don't know. But whatever it is, they don't want this interrupted. They don't want this spoiled by this man crying out. Now, is it possible, in the gospel sense, is it possible that I, even me, now as I try to preach the gospel, can I hinder anyone? Can I hinder you from coming to Christ? And the challenge is, can you hinder anybody else coming to Christ? Maybe accidentally, but maybe deliberately. Well, I know some do put hindrances in front of unbelievers calling upon the name of the Lord. Some do it doctrinally. I've written against it very strongly. Preparationism and hyper-Calvinism. I know these are technical words, but you've got to jump over these fences before you can come to Christ. You've got to have these certain depths of experience, whatever it might be. And hyper-Calvinism, so emphasizing the sovereignty of God, reducing the sinner to a mere stick or stone. And that hinders unbelievers coming to Christ. Some with their preaching is so muddled. They're so unclear about believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, calling out to him, Lord, have mercy upon me. They make it so complicated and so boring and so lacking in life and punch that they really do hinder people from coming to Christ. I mean, you can go to a GP. He may give you very good directions, but if you have had the experience of consultant talking to my wife and he spoke in a language, a dialect she couldn't understand. Well, he may have been saying very good words, very good advice, but she couldn't comprehend it. I wonder if preachers are like that, hindering people coming to Christ. I want to be a clear preacher. I want to be a clear speaker. And when I say preaching, it's not simply in the pulpit, but talking of Christ. People hinder people come into Christ. When I was just converted, my mother had a friend, a neighbor, and a former neighbor, and she was there, and she said, David, she said, don't take it too far. It's very good, but don't take it too far. You see, water him down, keep him down. Don't let him press on, you see. She should have been advising me to, you can't take it far enough. My own life can hinder people. My own actions, my body language, as well as my doctrine, my manner of life. Well, it's a serious thought, isn't it? It's a serious challenge. Many rebuked him and told him to be shut up. May God deliver us. May God deliver us, brother and sister, from ever hindering anybody from coming to Christ. And if there's anybody listening to me and you feel you have been hindered by churches, hindered by preachers, hindered by so-called Christians, you've been prevented, you've been told to shut up or whatever it is, push back, wait, and all the rest of it. If you've heard that kind of thing, my friend, what did Bartimaeus do? But he shouted all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Break through it, my friend, break through it. And call upon the name of the Lord. And Jesus stopped and said, call him. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Despite any and every hindrance, any bucket of cold water that might be thrown over you. May God deliver us from hindering any. And may those who have been hindered still press on and come to Christ. He will turn none away. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I will in no wise cast out.